All right, and welcome back to part two of the John Lennon collection here on Diego's Tour of Music. And I didn't want to split it up, right? Because I'm like, well, you know, but then I just had a lot. I have a lot of tracks, deep tracks, hidden tracks, whatever you want, you know, deep. I don't know, just deep. I have a lot. And I was like, I just have to split it in two, you know. So, welcome back. In the last episode, we covered Plastic Ono Band, right? And then we covered Imagine. And then we got, I guess, Sometime in New York City, which doesn't really count. And then we got Rocket. We got Mind Games. And then we got Summer Walls and Bridges. And then we ended with, you know, Rock and Roll. And that's pretty much it. We're pretty much caught up. And now we're starting with a little bit of rock and roll. And then we'll head over to some of the demos and sessions from the 70s. I mean, like 75 through like 1980. And then we're going to go to Double Fantasy. And then we're going to head over to Milk and Honey. And then that's it. That's pretty much it. You know, we're done. But we're halfway there.
Wow.
And you just heard it, To Know Her Is to Love Her from the it was at, well, like a lot of these songs, they're actually not like released on the original albums. They're released as bonus tracks or some, but it is still from the same sessions, if you know what I mean. You know, yeah. Anyways, that was To Know Her Is to Love Her, and honestly, it's a good track, but it's kind of like, it takes, it's one of those long songs where, like, you know, but it's either like a skip or you don't, like, you have to listen through it, but like, you never, it's never like, I maybe want to listen, it's either like you skip it or you don't. Anyways, that was To Know Her Is to Love Her. How many times have I said the title? I'm not even sure. But anyways, again, that came from the Rock and Roll album from 1975. You know, it came as a bonus track. You know, it didn't come on, this, on the original. But anyways, that was a pretty good song, wasn't it? Yeah. Actually, that's his second cover, because they originally did it in The Beatles, right? Like a long time ago in the early 60s. But I think this one's better. You know what I'm saying? Because the other one is, like, very, I don't know. The other one is quicker and fast-paced, but this one is more, like, more listen. I don't know. I like this one better. But anyways, here's another one from the Rock and Roll, and we're going to listen to Bonnie Maroney.
She's asking me as a student.
All right, that was Bonnie Maroney. I'm over here trying to figure out what song it was. I just literally just played it. Anyways, you know, John said that in his 5 years of as a house husband, he hung up his guitar and he literally didn't touch it. But I mean, we can all agree that was a lie. Because, I mean, there's a bunch of demos. There's Free as a Bird, and then we have Real Love, which was recorded in, like, I believe 1977. And, you know, but the next actual studio release was Double Fantasy after, you know, because we did have compilations, but, you know, they're not really, it's just compilations. Like, we had Shaved Fish right after Rock and Roll as well. And Rock and Roll, you know, was going to be called, I believe, Oldies, but Goodies, something like that. But it had Moldies in it. Moldies? And I'm like, whatever. But, you know, it was named Rock and Roll. And that's pretty much it. But during the next 5 years, we have a lot of demos. We have Free as a Bird. I'm going to play Free as a Bird. And then I'm going to play some Real Love. And if you may notice, it's the same, you know, in 1995, the rest of the Beatles got together and they recorded it, you know, all together. It sounds good. It sounds great. Except for the vocals sound weird. Like, they sound high-pitched, but maybe that's just me. But anyways, here we go with Real Love. And this song was really called Girls and Boys, and then it was changed into That's the Way the World Is. And in this song, you'll hear a bit of Real Love and I'm Stepping Out. So here's Real Love, the outtake, take one, of John Lennon.
As a boy.
Free.
never happened to the life that we once knew.
That was Real Love and Free as a Bird and Free as a Bird Again. The first one was Real Love from an outtakes, you know, included in the, again, in the John Lennon anthology box set. And then we heard Free as a Bird, which, you know, comes from the Dakota tapes as well. And then we heard the anthology version of Free as a Bird by the Beatles, right? They all did it together. And fun fact, or fact, I guess, is that in the music video and in the song release or the album release, at the end, the ending is different. In the video, it, like, I don't remember which is which, but I remember one of them is in reverse and it says made by John Lennon, and in the other one it says it turned out nice again, which is the same thing. It's just that when they reversed, because the original was It Turned Out Nice Again, and when they reversed that, it said made by John Lennon, and they sort of kept it in. It's pretty cool. I love it. It's a cool feature, but that's how you know that difference, if you're listening to the, anthology version or the music video version. I love the music video, actually. It's a really cool music video. It features, it's like I try to find, like an I Spy. We saw a lot of Easter eggs and all that. You know, it's pretty cool how they made it. It's a pretty cool video. I recommend it. Go watch it now. Well, actually, after this. But anyways, you just heard Real Love, Free as a Bird, and Free as a Bird. All from the tapes, you know, which apparently, you know. Anyways, so now we're heading over to one of my favorite albums. It's going to be
John Lennon, Yoko Ono, Double Fantasy.
Anyways, our final album, right, released on, you know, before, is Double Fantasy, and I have a bunch. This is one of my favorite albums. It's like one of those albums that features a bunch of, like, hits. We have Just Like Starting Over, and then we have Beautiful Boy, and we have Watching the Wheels, and then we have Woman, and then that's pretty much it. We also have Clean Up Time and Dear Yoko, but I don't know, people really don't like those, which I'm very confused, because Dear Yoko is pretty good, but Clean Up Time, I'm sort of like, yeah, I get it, because Clean Up Time is kind of boring, it's kind of lame, sorry, but it's, you know. Anyways, we have to start with the ding, ding, ding. I've heard in an interview, right, where he says that the little bells are supposed to, are like wishing bells, and they're supposed to signify, a welcome, you know, like a new, it's like Just Like Starting Over, right? because if you listen to Plastic Ono Band, Mother begins with a really deep, loud bell. It goes dung. And it's like, you know, it just sounds dark. It sounds, you know, serious. I don't know how. It just sounds, you know. But with the Ding Ding Ding, it's a new album. It's just like a new time period. It's a new everything. And it's a wishing bell. And it's supposed to sound like, you know, it's a playoff. The Plastic Ono Band. But anyways, we have to start it with a classic. So here's Just Like Starting Over.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly.
Magnificently.
Yeah.
Make me the man of my dreams, will you?
The
man of it's gonna be the mono, right?
Yeah.
It
I want
better.
Elvis Vincent, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh,
so our love.
Good, it's good mesh.
Still special.
Oh, hello, hello.
Let's take a chance and fly away somewhere.
Thank you.
And you just heard Just Like Starting Over and a bit of Studio Talk, which I found interesting, you know. But, you know, that was recorded. It was released as a single. You know, the single version is actually different. It has a longer fade out, but it's like, I don't know, 30 seconds longer. It doesn't really matter. But there's a bunch of, like, that voice at the end, it's actually just a plane, like the plane intercom where they go, like, you know, they speak. I have no idea what it says exactly. But, you know, in the promo version, you can kind of, it continues, but you still can't hear it. You know what I'm saying? But next up, we have one of my favorite top all-time tracks, and it's I'm Losing You. And I actually didn't notice it, but it has a bit of, like, horns. I didn't know it had horns at all, like trumpets and stuff. But I guess we'll hear, you know, a quick little Studio Talk with the horns, right? So here is your horns. All right, there you go. Those were the horns. They kind of sound, they sound really cool, actually. Like, I wish they kind of released, I wish they would have released it just the horns, because I feel like that would have been a good song. But the horns sound, I actually never noticed the horns in the actual song. Maybe they, like, took it out at the end, but I literally have never noticed it. But that was some of the Studio Talk. Before, we heard Just Like Starting Over. We heard, you know, they were talking, like, Make Me the Man of My Dreams, you know, the Elvis Presley and all that. But, you know, whatever. And I actually want to go on more about, like, the Studio Talk. I found the... they're still recording I'm Losing You. But since it's recorded on, you know, tapes, they can't, like, find the place to overdub it. And they just keep messing up and keep messing up. And I find it kind of funny. Alright, so here's I'm Losing You. But, like, not. Anyways, here they are.
Switch it there and just get it right in between us, or do you want me to bad hold bad?
No, there's some way of doing it.
Okay, do it again.
Say you're not getting enough.
I'm doing one earlier,
yeah. But I remind you all that bad.
Okay, I think you can do it there. You just have to hold it for a second. Then. Bad.
All that bad stuff, right? I don't know. I found that kind of funny, you know. But anyways, that was I'm Losing You. We heard all the tracks and all that. And I think, I know, you might be getting tired of it. And we're not going to play that, you know. I know, it is kind of silly to play the same tracks twice, isn't it? You know. But we're going to play the final version, the studio version of I'm Losing You from the new Give Me Some Truth album released in October 2020. So here is I'm Losing You. And then if you're playing this on the album version, you'll hear I'm Moving On by Yoko Ono, and it actually plays on. It transitions really good, and I love I'm Moving On. I love the whole album. I can listen to it 24/7, but Kiss 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 by Yoko, I just can't. It's too weird. It's like it doesn't fit. You know what I'm saying? Like all the songs are cool and all that, but Kiss Kiss Kiss, it just like, oh my god. Like when you put it, like, you know, when you're trying to play the album, I just take that off the queue. Unless if it's like on a CD, then it's like, ah, so damn annoying. But anyway, that was I'm Losing You. And that's pretty much it. We're done with I'm Losing You. You know, it was originally called Stranger's Room. But and then it got switched to I'm Losing You. Because, I mean, in the first part of the lyric, it's like, here in some stranger's room, right? And that's why it was called Stranger's Room. I know. You can listen to the full version on the John Lennon anthology version. I would play it, but we played the same song like 3 times already, so I think not. So anyways, I have one more, and I just love these outtakes, and I'm gonna play the a clean version, and it's gonna be Beautiful Boy. I know I said I'm gonna play all the deep tracks, but come on, these are pretty good. So I'm gonna play the Bermuda tape version, and then I'm gonna play the Give Me Some Truth version, which sounds, I'm telling you, it sounds really clear. And what I'm saying about the Bermuda tapes is that a long time ago, John went to Bermuda with his son, and he brought, you know, his little tape recorder, and he started recording songs over there. And that was pretty cool, right? And then he actually heard the B-52s singing Rock Lobster and a couple other songs. And he's like, damn. He's like, damn, Yoko. And they'd be copying your style. But no, it was just the B-52s. And, you know, and I was going to say that inspired him to make the album. But no, that's a complete lie. According to him, right, he said that the song Coming Up by Paul McCartney actually, you know, inspired him to make a new album, which I don't know, Coming Up, like, come on, really? Anyways, you can tell I love this album because we're still on it. We're still halfway, and it's been 40 minutes. Anyways, here's Beautiful Boy.
Thank you. Good morning, Sean. I'm sorry you got a cold. Be better soon. Mommy's coming today.
Close your eyes. Have no fear. The monster's gone. He's on the run and your daddy's here.
We come back from those relaxing ocean sounds, you know. All right, so you just heard Beautiful Boy and Beautiful Boy. And the first one was from the Bermuda tapes that I was explaining earlier, you know. And honestly, I love both of them. And at the end, I don't know if you caught it, but he says, like, he talks, you know, to his child, which is, I think is pretty cool, which, you know. It's kind of weird that it's like personal and we're over here listening to it. Anyways, next up is I think it's one of like the perfect, most like hidden tracks ever. It's Every Man Has a Woman Who Loves Him. But on the Double Fantasy version, it's only Yoko singing and John in the back. But I honestly love, I love both. But some I like the John version. It just sounds better. I don't know, it just sounds weirder. I love how it sounds like spooky and like scary. I don't know why. But here's Every Man Has a Woman Who Loves Him.
Or dead.
And you just heard Every Man Has a Woman Who Loves Him by John Lennon on vocals. Again, I said on the Double Fantasy version, it's Yoko doing the vocals. But, I mean, this version could be found on the new Give Me Some Truth versions. And it just, I don't know, it sounds spooky, it sounds eerie. I love it, you know. And I don't know, it just, I don't know, the music, there's a music video, but I don't know if it's an official or official. But it's, I don't know, it's kind of cool. You know, but anyways, just we're moving on from Double Fantasy now, since, you know, it's been an hour now almost, and all I've been talking about is Double Fantasy. But from the Bermuda tapes, right, there's one clip where it says John is recording Dear Yoko, which is a song, another song from Double Fantasy. And I was going to put it in here, but I don't know. It's too much, isn't it? But I love how in this one clip, right, he says, like, well, I'll let you, like, listen to it. But I think it's kind of cool. He's, like, sitting down at his couch and just recording this, like, on a camera, which is very surreal, you know. But here it is.
Hello, 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 hello. Okay. Hey, Kato.
Yeah. And the music, there's a video of it. I can't find it anymore. But there's a music, not a music video. It's just a video. And he turns on the camera, he's just on his guitar, and he's just singing, oh, Yoko, I mean, Dear Yoko. And I find it very cool, I find it very weird, too. It's like, you know, it feels weird that he has a camera. Well, I guess, you know. But anyways, I guess we just might as well listen to it, right? Alright, here is Dear Yoko, the demo from the Bermuda tapes. And that was John from his home in Cold Springs Harbor from near New York City. You know, I said Bermuda tapes, but I didn't, like, specify, huh? It's the Bermuda tapes, but it's not all recorded at Bermuda. I'm sorry for lying to you, but it is not. Anyways, I just gotta move past on Double Fantasy, and we gotta go to Milk and Honey, everybody. I feel like Milk and Honey is strong, but, like, no one paid attention to it. I know. I don't know why. But we have, like, everybody loves the songs, right? We have, I guess only two of them. We have I'm Stepping Out, you know. I'm Stepping Out. And then we have Nobody Told Me. And then we have Borrowed Time. And then we have Grow Old With Me. And then we have Forgive Me, My Little Flower Princess. And then a couple more, right? And I don't know why no one likes them. I'm like, wow, really? Nobody likes these songs? Except for Nobody Told Me and I'm Stepping Out. That's the most recognized songs. Yeah. But anyways, it was released in 1984, 4 years later, you know, after the tragic, you know, incident. But anyways, I guess I'm not going to talk about my personal stuff. But when I bought the record for... you know, for Milk and Honey, I bought it used, and when I checked inside, I found a receipt, right? I found a receipt, and it was, like, for Milk and Honey, for everything, and what was so cool is that the date said, like, I don't know what the date exactly was, but it said 1984, and I'm like, oh my god, so that receipt, like, someone bought that album when it came out, you know what I'm saying, and I don't know why that's so cool, and I just have it in my collection, just collecting dust, and no, I'm kidding. I love that album. Milk and Honey, give it a try. You know, it's Milk and Honey. But right now, I'm going to play you Nobody Told Me, and I'm going to play you the rough mix, the rock version. It's from the John Lennon Anthology box set. I know I keep playing it, but I don't know. They just, you know, I'm playing the deep tracks, as I'm saying. So here's Nobody Told Me from the box set.
Okay. One, two, three, four. Everybody's talking, and no one says a word. Everybody's making love, and no one really cares. There's Nancy's in the bathroom, just below the stairs. Always something happening, nothing going on. Always something cooking, nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got.
Two, three, four. my little flower princess. Look what she got that little nest.
All right. This episode is done. I did all his collection. I'm done. I have no more to do. And I just want to play two more, and I'm done. I'm stepping out, one of my favorite tracks, and then we're going to end it with I Don't Want to Face It. Both, I'm Stepping Out did a good thing. Actually, you know, I'm Stepping Out, it's a cool song, it's a funny song, in my opinion. It talks about how John is like, I want to get out at night. You know, he's like, if you listen closely at the end, he'd be like, I'll be back at 3 or 4, or like, you know. But anyways, I'm going to play you I'm Stepping Out, and I'm gone forever. All right, here you go.
1, 2, 3, 4. This here's the story about a house husband who, you know, just has to get out of the house. He's been looking at the, you know, the kids for days and days. He's been washing the dishes and screwing around and watching Sesame Street till he's going crazy. Woke up this morning, blues around my head. No need.
Goodbye. Did you hear it? Anyways, I wanted to say thank you for listening and making it all the way through this episode. It means a lot. And again, any feedback is appreciated. You know, if you love this, leave it a 5 stars or 4, whatever you want. But that was it. That was my tour of music. I thought it was pretty fun. I thought it was pretty cool. You know, we have a 2-parter now. We have like 2.5 hours of audio now. I think that's pretty cool. So I'm going to end it with one of my favorites. I know I say that about every song, but still, I'm going to end it with I Don't Want to Face It, and I'm going to play the rough mix, if you know what I mean, right? So I hope you enjoy. I hope you have a good rest of your day or morning or whatever you are. Good day, everybody. I want to thank you for listening again. I have no idea. If you have any recommendations on who to do next, tell me. I'm already yawning. I'm sorry if I made you yawn. Anyways, goodbye, everybody. And here is my favorite track and my final track tonight. It is going to be I Don't Want to Face It. Thank you, everybody, and good night.